This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, July 11th. God's word for you today is Every Persistent One. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verse 8, and it says, For every persistent one will get what he asks for. Every persistent seeker will discover what he longs for, and everyone who knocks persistently will one day find an open door. The New Living Translation puts it this way, For everyone who asks, receives, everyone who seeks, finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Everyone means everyone. When the scripture exploded in my mind, I began to see that I am also part of everyone. Therefore, I will stay in the place of prayer and keep on asking because I will receive what I am asking for. What are you asking for? What are you trusting God for? Keep on asking. Are you trusting God for a spouse? Keep on asking. Are you trusting God for a child? Keep on asking. Stay there. Are you trusting God for a financial breakthrough? Stay there. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Everyone. I took the scripture and I wrestled with it, tossing sleepless nights, rolling and praying until it became a part of me. I cannot even unbelieve this scripture. The Bible says, Everyone who asks receives, and that includes you. Everyone who seeks finds. My brother, that includes you. So everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. My sister, that includes you. What will determine those who receive is simple. Those who keep on asking. What determines those that find is those who keep on seeking. What determines to whom the door will be opened? Those that keep on knocking. It is huge. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10 says, Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Do you think Jabez prayed this prayer only once? God, in clarifying his intention and motive, says in Matthew chapter 7 verse 9 to 11, You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? Do you see that? Read your Bible. Now think about it. If you are a parent and your children ask you for bread, will you give them a stone? How many parents reading this will put a stone in their children's mouth when he asks for bread? What we do not do that. If you do, you need to be arrested. But God is saying, do you think you are better than him? No, you are not better than God. Therefore, be confident that God will answer your prayers and he will bless you indeed. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 8 says, Keep on asking and it will be given you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking will find. And to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. And he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. Let us pray. Father, I come boldly standing on the strength of your word, and I ask that you bless me indeed and make my name great. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.